Bulldog fans, Ben Moore here back with you this week. I'm going to check the camp in for me last week while I was down at the conference. Fly over of a couple airplanes this evening. Lucky there, Tanner Evans and Ben Shaw flying over the game for the Bulldogs tonight. It is homecoming for Ira, so I don't anticipate a lot of listeners out there this evening, but there may be still a few. Glad you're with us. There's 10 minutes left in the game clock before Bulldogs will kick off. Bulldogs are sending out their three seniors to be captains. You've got Bryton Partain, his name, homecoming team this morning. Jarrett Cabrera and Zane Allen. So the three seniors, three captains for the Bulldogs. Get my bearings here in set. That's my picture. Couldn't find them. I want to say thanks to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts, starting with Texas Farm Bureau agent Stanley Sellers, First Bank and Trust, Ira Pump and Supply, Calvary Baptist Church, Cobden Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Doug and Susie White, Ira Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Bell Stockard and Steel Funeral Home, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. Waiting for the Cougars to send out their captains. Looks like, oh, they're out there. We're waiting for the referees now. They are not here. I don't know where they are. For the Cougars, their captains are senior Caden Barron, number 15, Caden Lassiter, and number 4, Creed Warren. So, there's still way out. I mean, both teams have the captains out. The clock's at 8:20, but there's just no referees to kind of do the coin toss and get the game rolling. The wind is blowing a little bit more than has been the last few games I've called, right in our face in the booth, so we're looking at the field that's blowing right into our face. A couple notes. The Bulldogs are picked by 6-9 football to win by 9, but that's Klondike is a good team. They played Jayden a few weeks ago, and the Bulldogs did as well. Klondike played Jayden in week 2, and I believe they went into a triple overtime before Jayden defeated Klondike, and then I replaced Jayden the week after that to the Jaybirds there. So it should be a good game, but the Bulldogs, if they play well, play disciplined, play like the team we know they are, should walk away from here with a victory. Here comes the White Hat walking out with a few of the other referees. 7:23 left in the game again. Partain, Cabrera, and Allen, the three seniors and the three captains for the Bulldogs. And this will be the next week the Bulldogs will be off. It's an open week. And then we'll kick off district play with Rotan after that. So we'll kind of keep our eye on the district scoreboard. All right. So now we've got captains walking out in the middle of the field. Again, lots of people out here tonight for the Bulldogs homecoming. We'll do the coronation between at halftime. All right, the White Hats talking about teams going to play fair, play right. Pull up my app and see if we can list some scores from around, if anybody's getting started. Doesn't look like anybody's got started yet. Wait for the White Hats to see kind of who's going where. All right, Bulldogs won the toss. Looks like we're going to receive. Receiving, if you're looking at the field, we're receiving on the right side. I'm going to be kicking from right to left. So, all right, Klondike will be kicking to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will be receiving on the right side and will drive down and get a score quickly at the beginning of the game, hopefully. Clock reset to 10. Cheerleaders yelling in the tunnel. The Bulldogs are getting prepped up in their helmet. Klondike has a helmet over there also, although theirs is a little bit more deflated than ours. Here comes the Cheerleader, a young team of two seniors that I saw on the roster. Bulldogs getting pumped, waiting for them to go. There they go. All right, Klondike shot the ball. Looks like it's an onside kick. Nope, they fake to the fake kick. So, Bulldog's going to send back 9. Pena. There's kick. It's end over end on the far side. Bulldogs fall on top of it, so it's going to be Bulldog ball. It was number 24. Dimitri Juarez with the onside kick recovery. The Bulldogs will have a 1st and 15 from their 34-yard line. Hernandez is going to be under center. Pena is going to be behind him. And Partain is going to be the back man in the infamous Ira I. There's a snap pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain gets around the edge, able to run up for around 5 yards, maybe 6. We'll see where they spot it. Gets the Bulldogs up to right around midfield. They're going to set the ball at the Bulldogs' 39-yard line. So that's going to put a second and 10 for the Bulldogs. 9:30 left in the first quarter. Same formation in the IRI. Hernandez gets his team set. There's the snap. It's Partain. This time running on the near side. He finds the hole and then it cuts back to the far side. He's going to be able to get down the field another 5-6 yards. He's able to get the ball all the way out to the Bulldogs 33-yard line. That's going to set up a 3rd and 2 for the Bulldog offense. 2 runs, 1 sweep to the far side, 1 sweep to the near side. 8:55 left in the first quarter, all tied up 0-0. Bulldogs with the opening kickoff driving down the field. That's Partain under center in the IRI. There's a snap, it's pitched back to Pena. Pena running on the far side, able to get plenty for a first down. What a 10-yard gain or so for Jaron Pena. That's going to set up a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Cougar 22-yard line. 8:35 left. A little bit of a change there. Now it's Hernandez back in at the QB position. Gets his team set as he goes under. All right, there's a snap. Handoff underneath to Pena. Pena almost broke through for a big game but got tripped up. Not before he got about 5 yards, but if he'd gotten past that defender, he had nothing but green grass ahead of him. So that's going to set up a 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs coming from the Cougar 18-yard line. Ball set at the near half mark. Hernandez with his team set. There's snap. Hand off to Partain running on the far side. Partain's got a little bit of room. He's going to gain another 5-6 yards. They're going to give it to get the ball to the Klondike 12-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 5. 3rd and 5 for the Bulldogs. 7:33 and counting left in the first quarter. The Bulldogs 12 yards away from the end zone. Partain under center this time. Partain gets that, pitches it back to Pena. Pena running on the far side. Is able to still on his feet, powering through so many Klondike defenders there that he can't bring down Jaron. Able to get enough for a first down, drives all the way down to the Cougar 4-yard line. It's going to set up a 1st and goal from the 4 for Klondike, or for the Bulldogs. Partain under center again. 4 is behind 10. Pena behind 10. There's the snap. Partain pitches it back. Pena running. Everybody was kind of slow to go because it looked like it was a false start. What? They called that on the Bulldogs. It looked like Lorraine did the offside to me, but I guess why I don't get paid the big bucks. That was on Klondike, yeah. I've got a bunch of peanut gallery up here. Thanks, the Bulldogs at 5. It's going to be 1st and goal from the 9 for the Bulldogs. 6:47 left in the first for the Bulldogs driving. Partain under center. Juarez behind him. Pena behind him as he gets set in the Iowa eye. There's a snap. It's back to Pena running on the near side. Pena finds the seam. Going to power in. Get close to the end zone. They're going to set you down on the 1. I mean, he's not even, like, the nose of the football is almost on the 1 yard line. It's almost on the goal line, so we'll say it's 2/3 of a yard. That's too much math. We'll say it's 2nd and 1. 2nd and goal from the 1 for the Bulldogs as Partain's under center again in the Ira eye. Ball's on the near hash mark. There's a snap. Hand up underneath the Juarez. Juarez on his feet. Waltzes right on into the end zone for a touchdown Bulldog. That's just a dive right underneath, and Dimitri was able to squeeze his way through, getting enough for the touchdown. So the Bulldogs are going to go for the 2-point conversion. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is blocked. Lots of Cougar defenders there to block it, so it was no good. I want to thank our sponsors who support these broadcasts, starting with Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples, to make disciples, to gospel center, preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and a free meal Wednesdays at 6 p.m. with a Bible study for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Check out fbciver.com and Facebook and Instagram at fb@IraBaptist for more info. Ira Church of God. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's East Rochelle property, located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Ira, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. All right, Brighton's got the ball set to be the kicker. All right, Partain's going to be the kicker on this one. Runs up. He kicks it deep down the middle. Takes a weird bounce. Somebody defender touched it. He's going to pick the ball up at the zero-yard line. Tipping and diving his way. He's at the 10 now, still on his feet, but he's going to be dragged down by several Bulldog defenders at about the 10-yard line. It is a low kick by Partain, and it hit the ground and just bounced over the Klondike returner's head, but when it did, he stuck his hand up and hit it. So he had to pick the ball up and run. He got it at the zero-yard line, was able to get up to the 10-yard line before the Bulldog special teams took him down. So the Cougars going to take over from their 10-yard line. They're going to get set in a shotgun formation. There's the snap. It's pitched back to the runner. He's going to run right up the middle. He's going to be hit by a Bulldog defender, break the tackle, and he's going to be dragged down and around the 20-yard line. That was number four, Creed Warren. For the Cougars. Deep shotgun formation this time. Snap back. Warren pitches it to different runner. Flag flies down. Number 16 for the Cougars. Pepper was brought down. He had enough for a first down, but there was a flag. We'll see what it is. Going to be holding on the Cougars. So that penalty is going to pull Klondike back to their 14-yard line. So it's going to be a second and 12 from the 14. There's a snap pitch back to Warren. Warren hit by three Bulldog defenders, not before he can get about 7-8 yards down the field. He got all the way to about the 22-yard line for the 10-yard gain. Klondike gets to the line very quickly. It's going to be a third and four for the Cougars. There's a snap. It's back to Warren running on the far side. Warren being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to be brought down about a yard past the marker. So it'll be enough for a first down. Klondike gets set immediately. They don't huddle. They wait for the coach to call a play. It's first and 15 from the Klondike 26-yard line. There's that pitch back to Warren running on the far side.
He's by Allen in the backfield. Allen said enough of this. Drops him for a huge loss. Allen called his shot and it took off. Huge play by the senior. So now it's going to be a second and 20 after a 5-yard tackle by Allen, the senior, for the Bulldogs. They pitched it back to Warren, and as soon as Warren got the ball, Zane was right there.
Klondike gets set. There's the snap. Cooper looking to Pepper, looking to throw the ball. Tosses it complete to Warren for about a 7-8-yard gain. That'll set up a third and about 11. The third and 11 for the Cougars as they look to the coach to get set. It's going to be in shotgun again. This formation they threw out of last time. Pepper tosses it back to
Quintanilla. Quintanilla running around trying to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. And it's Tucker caught it, but he caught it at the goal line or the line of scrimmage. And so it doesn't really matter. It's going to be a 4th and 11 now. Gets it back to Quintanilla to throw the ball this time, and then had a couple Bulldog defenders who are right there. Didn't let Quintanilla do anything with his legs. Didn't really have any receivers open deep. So the Dominant Drive defense has stepped up here lately. A big 4th and 12. There's a snap. Pepper drops back looking to throw the ball. Being chased by Warren as he throws it with some pressure on him. It's going to be knocked incomplete. Great defense by the Bulldogs. All the receivers were covered. Pepper just had to put the ball up. A couple Bulldog defenders might have been able to intercept it, but they let it hit the ground. So it's going to be Bulldog ball now on the Cougar 31-yard line. 2:33 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 6-0. Yeah, I did have somebody with an 89-yard touchdown a few weeks ago. Hernandez gets the team set in the IRA. Pitched it back to Partain. Partain still on his feet. He's going to get a good 11-12-yard gain. That'll be a 2nd and 2 for the Bulldogs now. Ball's going to be on the Cougar 19-yard line. 2:09 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 6-0 and driving down the field. Partain's going to be in at quarterback. Warren's behind him. Tanya behind him. There's the snap. Pitchback. Tanya running on the far side. Tanya trying to find the hole. He's got one on the outside line. If he can break one tackle, it's going to be brought down. It'll be enough for a first down. It'll be first and goal for the Bulldogs. Tanya got the ball all the way down to the Cougar 8-yard line.
You're fine, dude. You're good.
The first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 5, 6, 7, 8-yard line. 1:30 left in the first. Bulldogs hitting 6-0, but driving. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Partain's going to be under center. And it's going to be a timeout by the Bulldogs. So, Bulldogs leading 6-0 will win the first timeout of the game. First sponsor for these broadcasts is Schneider Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies, on-site cleanup available, and roll-off container services, with portable shoes, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. With structural pipe and rods available, locations in Schneider, Hanson, Bigfoot, Sweetwater, and Andrew. Schneider Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Business Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Bell Cypress and Steel Funeral Home. Independently owned and operated, serving Schneider, Iron, Ira, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide innovations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items we deliver and try to make health and care a part of what we do best. All right, it's ready. Bulldog ball, first and goal, inside the 8-yard line. 1:19 left in the first. Hernandez is under center for the Bulldogs. Hernandez hands the ball off to Pena. The ball came out, but it looks like Pena got it. This wasn't a good, I don't know what happened there, but the ball didn't ever get secured by Pena. They were pretty lucky to fall on it, so it's going to be a 2nd and 8 now. 2nd and goal is from the 8-yard line. seconds left in the first quarter. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Hits to Partain right on the far side of the line, trying to get around the edge, connect to the tower through some cornerback defenders. They will get the ball up to around the 5-yard line. So now it's going to be 3rd and goal from the 5.5. Seconds left in the first quarter and counting.
Partain's going to be under center for the Bulldogs now. There's a snap, pick back, and if anyone on the far side finds a seam, is he able to get in the end zone? Yes, he is! Touchdown, Bulldogs! Just a handoff to Pena with Partain under center. Pena saw there was nothing around the edge, so he kept it into the middle and was able to get a quick touchdown for the Bulldogs. That puts them up 12-0 with 9 seconds left in the first as the Bulldogs get ready for the PAT kick. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So that puts the score 14-0 with 9 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Klondike Cougars here on a homecoming. Sponsors include Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scourge County and the surrounding areas. The Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldog, is a graduate of Ira with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our 2 mothers, both of us, our 2 sons, Bradley and Lionel, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy is a 5th generation of his mother's side, orange and black runs through our veins, proud to be Ira Bulldog supporters. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team check-in and home financing. Alright, Bulldogs leading. Zero. Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs on the kickoff. Get set for the Bulldogs as Partain's getting ready to kick. Runs up for the ball. Kicks it. It's going to be similar kick to last time. Right down the middle. Picked up by the Cougars at the 10-yard line. Runner still on his feet. He's going to be brought down by the Bulldogs to the 37-yard line.
27.
I mean, these people know for me. 27. Sorry, Grayson. 1st and 15 from the 27 for the Cougars. Under center. There's a snap. Pitch back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla being chased by several Bulldog defenders. Not even going to be able to get back up to the line of scrimmage. With a loss of a couple of yards, tackled by Hernandez. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So at the end of one, the Bulldogs are leading 14-0 here on homecoming night. Sponsors include Cogdon Memorial Hospital. Cogdon Memorial Hospital in Snyder is proud to support the Ira Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus without interest on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 8:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays beginning with free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you welcome home. Ira Pump and Supply. Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. First Bank and Trust. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. All right, at the start of the second quarter, Bulldogs are leading 14-0. Ball's on the 25. It's going to be a 2nd and 17 for the Cougars. You're going to be in shotgun. They had some success offensively at the start of the game, but the Bulldog defense has really played well since then. Klondike's going to pass. It's going to be complete for about a 7-8-yard gain. We'll see. It's going to be a, you got the ball all the way up to the 34-yard line of the Cougars. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 8 for Klondike. They've been able to move it through the air just a little bit, but the dominant dog defense has really played well. Klondike going under center now. There's a snap. Drops back to the handoff underneath.
Warren still on his feet. Very quick. He has one Bulldog to beat. And he's able to squeeze by him. It's going to be a touchdown Klondike. So it was just a handoff. They dropped back like they were going to throw it. Ended up handing it off, and Warren was able to run all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. And now it's going to be number 16 for Klondike, Pepper, who's going to try to kick the two-point field goal. There's the snap. The hold. The hold's no good. They toss it back to Pepper to throw the ball. Pepper being safe, he drops the ball. The Bulldogs fall on it. It's going to be a dead play. So it was number 7 for the Bulldogs, Caden Florey, who was right there with the kicker. They snapped the ball, and the holder couldn't get it down. And so after a quick touchdown by the Cougars, the Bulldogs are still leading 14-6 with 9:10 left in the half. Let's see if I can get my apps working. We'll look at some scores from around. Let's see. Well, Westbrook is leading Garden City 14-8 there in the Bulldog District this year. Lorraine has defeated Sands. We lost to Lorraine last week, 60-15. Hernley is leading Grady 8-6 early in the first quarter. And Rotan is tied with Tyrion County 8-8 about halfway through the first. So we'll keep our eye on those. Next week the Bulldogs will be off, and then we'll open up district play and get to some of the good games and some playoff seeding. Bulldogs going to send Jaron Pena back deep. So Pena's back deep for the Bulldogs. And it's Collier and Hernandez are kind of on that second row for the Bulldogs. Klondike runs out like they're going to onside kick it, and then they stop and go back. One day I'm sure they'll do it, but they didn't do it this time. Now they're going to do it. It's going to be end-over-end kick. It's going to be picked up by number 4 for the Bulldogs. Number 7 for the Bulldogs, Caden Florey. The Bulldogs have the ball at their own 35-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 from the 35. 9:06 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 14-6. Partain's going to come in under center. Angle behind him. Juarez behind him. By Duke. There's a snap. Partain rolls out, looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got Allen deep. Allen got it! Oh, my goodness! Allen in the end zone for a touchdown! That went off of the Klondike defender's hand. Allen juggled it, and he was able to secure it and walk into the end zone for a touchdown. I don't think you're going to do that again if you tried to. It was great focus by the seniors. Allen, Partain put the ball up. It was deflected by the Klondike defender. Allen caught it and was able to get into the end zone. Now the Bulldogs are coming in for the PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's tipped by Klondike. No good. That puts the Bulldogs up 20-6 with 8:57 left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples and make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The Sunday service is at 10 a.m., starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship service. And free meal Wednesdays and breaks and Bible studies for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Head on over to fcciowa.com or visit Facebook and Instagram at Iowa Baptist for more information. The first Church of God in Iowa, the Iowa Church of God, is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Iowa Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019 and 2020. They purchased the factory's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Prairie, Borden, and Pickett counties. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas. We try to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. So, big passing play from senior to senior sets the Bulldogs up 20-6
And now Partain's going to kick off for the Bulldogs. The last kickoff, the Klondike return man, had a pretty good return. See what the Bulldogs do here. Partain's going to kick it. Ball's going to bounce at the 20. It's going to be picked up at the 10 by Klondike. So on his feet, leading through some of the Bulldog defenders, he's brought down at about the Bulldog 35, 36-yard line. We're going to set it at the 36. He knows he's going to be on the 36-yard line. So first and 15 from the 36. Ball is going to be set at the far hash mark. 8:50 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 20-6. Klondike gets set in the shotgun. There's a snap pitch back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla cuts back on the far side, still on his feet. Several defenders, several Bulldogs right there. They're going to dive and tackle him. The ball's out, but they're going to say touchdown. The sweep on the far side, Quintanilla was able to, on the near side, and Quintanilla cut back, was able to find some team. Get down there. There was two Bulldogs who jumped and tried to knock the ball out right at the end zone, but they were not able to do so. The ball did come out, but they said he didn't really cross the end zone. So the goal line, as Mark says, or the zero-yard line, as I like to say. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, and the ball is blocked by Bishop. So that keeps the score 20-12 with the Bulldogs leading. Sponsors include Schneider Iron and Metal with top practice pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies, and on-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car presses. No job is too large. Call today. Structural piping and rods available. Locations in Schneider, Anson, Big Spring, and Sweetwater. The Schneider Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Business Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. All right, Bulldogs send back deep pain. But Klondike has yet to kick the ball deep. They've just done the end-over-end kind of onside tip from the near side to the far side now. Caden Foy was able to pick the ball up last time and try to do something with it. So it's going to be the guys on the front line that's going to matter most. It's Klondike getting ready for the onside kick, and they're going to run out of the huddle and do the onside kick. It's going to be picked up by Hernandez. They blew the whistle down, and then they tackled Hernandez, who had the ball. There's an injured Klondike Cougar down on the field. Let's see exactly what they call here. Well, they're tending to him. Let me say some other sponsors. Another sponsor is Bill Crawford and Steele Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Iowa, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Williams Pharmacy. The only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and we provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items we deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Well, the young man who's injured is able to walk off on his own power. So it's right now it's first and 15 from the Bulldogs 32-yard line. Coach Goodwin and the Klondike coach are trying to get set up for a referee. Not really sure what they're talking about. Bulldogs leading 20-12 with 8:36 in the half. It's going to be a first and 15 from the Bulldogs 32-yard line. Hernandez is going to be under center. Payne behind him. Partain, the bad big man deep in the outer eye. There's the set. It's Partain running on the far side. Partain cuts it on the inside a little bit. It's going to be brought down, but not after about a 5-8 yard gain. They get the ball all the way out to the Bulldog 39-yard line. In fact, the butt of the ball is on the 39, so a little bit past it. It'll end up being 2nd and 8 for the Bulldogs with 8:12 left in the half and counting. The Bulldogs offensively have not had any real struggle marching down the field. Fernandez gets set in the outer eye and gets the seam set. There's a snap of the handoff underneath Pena. Pena hits immediately, and there's going to be a flag for offside. A late flag on offside on the Bulldogs. So, there's no gain for the Bulldogs, but instead it's going to be a negative 5-yard penalty, so it'll be a 2nd and 13 for the Bulldogs. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain trying to get an edge. He's drugged down from behind. It's kind of tripped up. He's able to get a few yards, but now it's going to be 3rd and long. 3rd and 10. Rocky says 3rd and 11. I'm a little more optimistic. I think it's 3rd and 10. That's right. That's true. That's true. That's very true. Mark said we needed an 11-yard play either way. All right, Fernandez gets set in the IRI for a 3rd and 10 and 11-ish. There's the snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain's able to come down the middle. Not going to have enough for a first down, but he's going to set up a short 4th down. It'll be a 4th and 2, maybe 1, depending. .650 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 20-12, but face a 4th and 71. Oh, wait. 4th and, it was 1.5 yards. Marvin has a 1.5 yard button. It's 4th and 1.5. There's the snap. It's back to Pena. Pena's able to get the first down. And down. He's still on the screen. He's going to be able to find the ball back to Cameron Bridge. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Pena's 2nd touchdown of the night. We just needed 1.5, and we decided to just go ahead and score it right there. So that puts the Bulldogs up 26-12. And neither team has been able to kick the ball great. Both of them have been getting them blocked. We'll see what happens here.
Here's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's blocked.
It's not even the initial rusher. There's just some tall dude in the back that sticks his hand up, and he's able to block it. So the PAT is no good for the Bulldogs. Still leading 26-12 with 6:24 left in the half. Sponsors include Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Sterling County and the surrounding areas. The Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie Wine, proud Ira Bulldog, is a graduate of Ira with a family of 4 generations and graduates, starting with our 2 mothers, both of us, our 2 sons, Rodney and Ronald, and the grandson Rowdy. Rowdy is the 5th generation on his mother's side, orange and black run through our veins, proud to be an Ira Bulldog supporter. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. All right, Bulldogs getting ready to kick the ball off. It's going to be Partain, the kicker for the Bulldogs. And now the last couple times, the return man for the Cougars, Smith, has been able to get the ball and bring it up the field to about the 35-yard line both times. So interested to see what happens here with the Bulldogs kick. Partain runs up. There's the kick. He's going to kick it down the right side. Wyatt gets the ball and kicks it out of bounds. Smith gets the ball and kicks it out of bounds at the 5-yard line. He just couldn't pick the ball up. So, Partain kicks the ball towards the near side of the field. And when Smith went to pick the ball up, he was running and he slipped out in front of him and he kicked it out of bounds at the 5. So the Cougars are going to take over on their own 5-yard line. It's 1st and 15. From the 5, 6:22 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 26-12. Pepper gets under center. So the snap pitch back to his runner, who's hit immediately and brought down by the Bulldogs, tackled in the end zone, but his forward progress is going to be at about the 2-3 yard line. It was Warren, who was the handoff man. He was hit by the senior Allen, so it was a negative 2 yard play. So now the ball is at the Cougars' 3 yard line. 2nd and 17 with 6 minutes left in the half and counting. Pepper's back in the end zone now. Tosses the ball to Warren. Warren's able to catch it for a little bit of a gain. Well, pretty big gain. Pepper had Tanya coming right at him, was able to get the ball up to Warren. Warren's a shifty runner, was able to get the ball all the way up to the 14-yard line. So it's going to be a 3rd and 3 now. Sorry, 3rd and 1. There's a snap. Pepper pitches it back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla hit by Allen immediately. Now he's got Hernandez there, Juarez, a whole bunch of people over there. A lot of Bulldogs bringing down loss of several yards. So big 4th down here. It's going to be a 4th and 3. Fourth and 3 for the Cougars. 4 minutes, 55 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 26-12, and Bulldogs got the opening pickup. So you definitely want to stop the Cougars here and try to score again before half. There's a snap. Flags fly everywhere. Timeout, Bulldogs. Second timeout of the half for the Bulldogs. Alright, so with the timeout, clock stops at 4:46 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 26-12, with the Cougars facing a 4th and 4. Sponsors for this broadcast include Coggle Memorial Hospital. Coggle and Snyder is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel fellowship and community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10:30, and we also have services Wednesday beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there, so we want to warmly tell you.
Lauren Calloway with the miss hits the window of the press box almost. Chuck almost caught it. By almost, I mean, he didn't. It caught that one. There you go. Have a story about that later.
All right, Klondike gets that. They snap the ball, running on the near side of the 4th and 4. Warren's got the ball to have enough for a first down, but they're flying. He's going to be drugged down by Cabrera. There's a flag flying. It looks like maybe a hold. There's a hold on the Cougars. Sorry, I was paying attention to Chuck trying to catch T-shirts. So that's going to back the Cougars up 10 yards. So now it's going to be a 4th and 14 for the Cougars from their own 6-yard line. The 4:40 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 26-12 against the Bulldogs. Got the opening kickoff, so the Cougars will get the kickoff at halftime. So it'll be a great time for the Bulldogs to stop the Cougars and then dive in and score right beforehand. Cougars in a shotgun formation, pitching back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla looking to throw the ball, trying to run around. He tosses it. Hernandez is there to deflect the pass. Incomplete. It's going to be a turnover on down. Quintanilla is being chased by Juarez. He threw the ball. It fell short, but even if it hadn't fallen short, Hernandez was right there on the receiver to deflect it. So now the Bulldogs have a 1st and goal from the Cougars' 6-yard line, leading 26-12 with 4:33 left in the half. The Bulldogs break the huddle. Hernandez under center in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Pitch to Partain, running on the far side. Partain has the defender right in his face, kept it on the inside, able to gain a few yards, maybe just 1.5. So now we're in a 2nd and goal from the 4-yard line for the Bulldogs. 4:15 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs taking their time, really trying to milk the clock. Partain's going to be in under center now. Juarez behind him, Pena behind him. There's a shot, gets back to Pena, running on the far side. Partain just got to outrun everybody on the edge. He's able to get around the edge, gains a few yards. Pena had the sweep, just trying to outrun everybody on the edge, able to gain about a yard. So now it's going to be a third and goal from the three for the Bulldogs, with 3:35 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs leading 26-12. Cartain under center, Juarez behind him, Pena behind him. There's a snap, handoff to Pena. The ball's out and fumbled around, and it looks like Klondike's going to recover the fumble. It's just a handoff. I'm not sure what happened, but it bobbled around, and so Klondike was able to fall on the ball, and now it's a turnover. So it's a first and 15 for the Cougars from their own 9-yard line. Pepper going to go under center. There's a snap. He hands off to Warren. Warren hit immediately by Allen. Brought down. He's going to gain about 1 yard on the carry. That set up a second and gained more than one, probably 2 yard gain. Second and Rocky for 14. I think it's 13. There's a snap. Pepper in shotgun being pursued. He tosses it. It's complete. He's got his receiver down. Gains around 10 yards on the pass. It's going to set up a third and around 4, depending on where they mark it. 2:35 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 26-12. The Klondike has a quick fire offense. I say that, and they're taking their time getting plays out here. Klondike under center is a couple. There's a snap. Handoff to, oh, it's a reverse. Didn't pull the Bulldog. Allen got it. He's going to be brought down. Not enough for a first down. It's going to be a fourth and short, though. Fourth and one. 2 minutes, 2 seconds left in the half and counting. Klondike gets set immediately, trying to get the Bulldogs to jump off sides. They don't. Pepper's under center. Got Quintanilla behind him. There's the snap. Pitches it back to Quintanilla, running on the far side. Quintanilla.
Behind the Bulldogs in the back. Still going to be brought down.
So the first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Klondike 20. 1:41 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 26-12. Big, big defensive stand for the Bulldogs. Is a fourth and one. Able to get Quintanilla. Hernandez is going to be under center. Hernandez drops back to throw the ball. He's got a receiver in Allen. Allen, he held just right there. That's going to be a pass clearing. Grabbed the back of Allen's jersey and pulled it just enough so Allen couldn't get it. It was Pepper with the penalty. He's not happy about it, but it's a correct call. That's going to set up the Bulldogs in great territory. 1:35 left in the half, holding against the Cougars. All right. Farnback is not happy about the call. It was clearly a pass interference. But anywho, it's going to be, is it first and goal? Why are the six kicks? But it's not. So, alright, it'd be first down. Six are up, but we'll see. Could be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 10. Bulldogs leading 26-12 with 1:75 left. First and five from the... Alright, there we go. Now you got to figure it out. Alright. We did not mess up the game. Sponsors include Ira Pumping Supply. Ira Pumping Supply for all your downfall pumping oil field needs. First Bank and Trust and Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy Sellers for a free quote. All right, Bulldogs get set in the eye. It's first and goal from the 10. Partain under center. Juarez behind him. Pena behind him. There's the snap. Pitch back to Pena running on the far side. He's got Partain in front of him. Partain throws the block, man. And Pena's going to be able to walk right out of the end zone for a touchdown. Pena's third touchdown of the evening puts the score 32-12 for the Bulldogs. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. Klondike has this really tall guy that just stands back there and puts his hand up, and he's blocked a lot of these kicks for the Bulldogs. Let's see, there's that whole kick ball. Look, wasn't him this time. It was blocked by Klondike. I don't have hide, but anything. Blocked PAT attempt for the Bulldogs, so it's 32-12 still with 1:28 left in the half. Scores from around the area. Let me pull up my app really quickly. For the game script to watch, Snyder's trailing Big Spring 27-7 with about a minute left at the half quarter. Garden City is leading Westwood 24-22 with 7:20 left in the half. Borden County is leading Highland 23-14 with 2:15 left in the second. Hermley is leading Grady 40-6 with 4:30 left in the second. And Rotan was defeated 50-0. So, some district games coming up for the Bulldogs. Keep our eyes on those teams as we do so. Bulldogs getting ready to kick. Again, Klondike has returned the ball well on the Bulldogs. That's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. And he does. He kicks it deep and far. It's going to go right out of the back of the end zone, which is what you want in that situation. You don't want Klondike to get a quick touchdown on the kickoff return. So it'll be first and 16 for the Cougars from their own 20-yard line. Bulldogs leading 32-12 with a minute and 28 seconds left in the half. All right, Cougars get set. They're going to be in shotgun. There's Matt Pepper pitches it to Warren. Warren on his feet being drug down by Juarez. So now it's going to be about a 6-7 yard game for the Cougars. Cougars coach telling them, hurry up, get to the line of scrimmage. Bulldog defense is going to get set. Pepper's going to be in the shotgun in the same formation. There's Matt. Same play running the other side this time. Warren's got a nice ball after game of about, one or two. Klondike just getting up to the line and running plays really quickly as soon as the ball is spotted. There. Not sure what it is. It's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Cougars. There's the snapback. Pepper's got the ball, rolling out, looking to throw it. Passes it to his receiver. He's hit immediately by Hernandez. You see, he's able to get about 3 yards of the game. It's going to set up a 4th and 5 for the Cougars with 39 seconds left in the half. The Cougars are trying to get these plays off really quick, but the Dominant Dog defense is able to stand tough, and so the Cougars are going to have to call a timeout. So the Cougars able to run the ball with Warren on the near side, run the ball with Warren on the far side, throw a quick pass to get 10 yards. 36 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-12. The ball is at the Cougar 31-yard line. It's right in the middle of the field, in between the hash marks. So the Bulldogs have been forcing the Cougars into these fourth and short situations and have been able to capitalize on most of them. In fact, both of the Cougars' touchdowns came on long runs. Outside of that, they really haven't moved the ball on the dominant dog defense very well tonight. So, it's a big fourth down. The Bulldogs will receive the kick, or will kick the ball at half. So, you really want to stop Klondike here. You don't want to let them score and then run out the clock and then get the ball back right after half. You'd really like to stop them here and go into halftime. All right, Klondike gets set in a shotgun formation. There's the snap. Pepper has the ball. He's looking for being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. He passes it. He's got a guy who gets the ball, and he's brought down by Hernandez. It's going to be enough for a first down. They're going to get the ball dead all the way up to the Bulldog 26-yard line. Pepper back in shotgun. There's the snap. Pitches it back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla looking to throw the ball. Being chased by several Bulldogs. Oh, the senior Allen almost intercepted it. It's not going to fall incomplete. Quintanilla threw the ball, and Allen jumped up and deflected it. If he had just a little bit more on it, he might have been able to pick it off. Instead, it's going to be a second and 15 from the Bulldogs. 26-yard line for the Cougars. 17 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-12. Klondike breaks the huddle. Pepper's in the shotgun formation. Seems to be behind him. There's a snapback. Pepper has the ball looking to throw it. He's going to toss it to his receiver, who's going to catch the ball. Bulldogs haven't tackled him yet. They're just kind of letting him stand up. He's going to be brought down. And it's going to be a timeout Klondike. So the pass was completed, but it took 10 seconds to do so. There's 7 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-17 to begin. The Bulldogs kick off at halftime. So you really want to stop the Cougars here. It's going to be a 3rd and 5 from the 15 of the Bulldogs. But really what we're going to watch is that clock, because there's 7 seconds left. That was the second timeout for Klondike. That was the 3rd timeout for Klondike, so I've got 10-0 left. So Klondike's got no more timeouts left. Bulldogs have one. There's 7 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-12. The Cougars got the ball all the way down to the Bulldogs' 15-yard line. The nose of the ball is pointed towards the 14, so just inside the 15. So it's a 3rd and 3 for Klondike. Ball's on the near hash mark. The dominant dog defense breaks the timeout. It'll get set on the field. This is a big 3rd down for the Bulldogs. All right. Play clock has started. Klondike's going to get set. Pepper's going to be in the backfield. Warren and Quintanilla are going to be in the backfield with him. Now Warren's going to be motioned out wide. There's the snap. Pitch back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it back to Warren in the back of the end zone. He's being covered by Hernandez. He's going to say catch, and they're going to say touchdown. Just kind of a lucky play there. Hernandez was on it, and he just happened. Warren just happened to come down with the ball. Now the Cougars are on for the PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good. So, at half, the time is gone. It's going to be 32-20 going into the half. So, looking at it, the Bulldogs scored twice in the first quarter and held the Cougars to nothing, and then the Bulldogs and Cougars both scored 3 times in the second quarter. Both teams have only made one PAT attempt, and so we're sitting 32-20 at halftime. When we come back, the Bulldogs will be kicking to the Cougars, but right now I'm going to take a break for the homecoming ceremony. Lots of little cheerleaders, and we'll be back with you for some Bulldogs football here in around, 15 minutes or so.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2022 Iowa Bulldogs Homecoming Coronation. Our first Queen candidate is Candace Clark. Candace is a daughter of Winston and Queen Hughes. She's been escorted by her father, Winston. Candace has been an active member in UIL Lincoln Douglas debate throughout high school. She's won districts the last 3 years. Candace has also participated in basketball, track, and softball. She's been an active member of the student council and currently serving as the student body secretary. Candace is also a member of the local fellowship of Christian Athletes. After graduation, Candace plans on attending the cosmetology school in the Austin area. She would like to thank Trina Upshaw for the use of her car tonight. Candace's football escort is Zane Allen. Zane is the son of Michael and Amanda Allen. Zane is a senior and has been active in all sports throughout high school. He is currently a captain on the football team and has played football, basketball, baseball, and track throughout high school. Zane is also a member of the local fellowship of Christian Athletes. Zane is carefully considering all of his options after high school. Our second candidate for hometown queen is Ainsley Hale. Ainsley is a daughter of Michael Bobbins. He's been excellent to Bobbins for a month. Andrew is currently a senior and participates in basketball, golf, and track throughout high school. Andrew has been a varsity cheerleader for 4 years and is currently the head cheerleader. Andrew has served as a class officer every year and is currently the student body president. She is a member of the National Honor Society, the Fellowship of Christian Students, and is active in UIL and FFA. She has competed in editorial writing, ready writing, speaker writing, and news writing in academic UIL. In FFA, she has competed in pre, job interview, and livestock judging, in addition to showing her animals. She is also very active in the Story County 4-H program. Ainsley plans on attending Texas Tech University after graduation. She would like to thank Elliot Cox and Wilson Motor for the use of her car tonight. Brian is the son of Ron and Stephanie Partain. Brian is currently a senior and is captain of the football team. Brian has competed in football, baseball, and track throughout high school. Brian is a member of the National Honor Society and the Fellowship of Christian Students. Brian also competes in academic UIL and the Foundation Network Center. Ryan has considered joining the Lubbock Christian University in majoring in engineering. The first candidate for homecoming queen is Jamie Ford. Jamie is the daughter of Tanner and Kansas Ford, just being escorted by her father, Tanner Ford. Jamie is currently a senior and has been an active member of the FFA, where she is currently serving as president. Jamie competes in spring, public relations, skills, radio, livestock judging, cotton judging, prepared speaking, and show steers. She has also competed in basketball, track, golf, and tennis. She is a member of the National Honor Society, Student Council, and Fellowship of Christian Students. Jamie plans on attending the Dallas Skin Institute to become an expert.
I can't say it, David. Sorry.
She would like to thank Joni Madrill for the use of her car design. Jamie's football escort is Eric Cabrera. Jared is the son of the Mariners and Olga Cabrera. Jared is currently a senior and captain on the football team. Jared has played football, basketball, baseball, and track throughout high school. Jared has also been a member of the student council. He has competed in number 10 IL. Jared plans on attending Western Texas College after graduation. And now it's time to announce the 2022 Iowa Bulldogs upcoming team.
Welcome back, Bulldogs fans. Grayson could not find his dad, and he's behind him. It's pretty good. Anyway, halftime is over. The homecoming festivities are wrapped up. David Poole is your homecoming queen. But the Bulldogs have some football to play. So leading 32-20 after a quick touchdown from the Cougars right before half. Now the Bulldogs are going to kick off to the Cougars from left to right. Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs, and that booth is going to be Smith for the Cougars. There's the kick from Partain. Partain, it's high, it's far, it was almost in the upright. It's going to be a touchback instead, so it'll be a first and 15 for the Cougars from their own 20-yard line. Both teams had three touchdowns in the second quarter, and the Bulldogs had two touchdowns in the first, and that's been a difference in the game so far. Now, Pepper's going to get the Cougars set in under center. There's a snap pitch back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla being running around the far side, still on his feet, has a couple Bulldog defenders. It's going to be Allen who's able to drag him down. He was able to gain about 23, 4 yards on the carry, so it's a first down, and he flipped the field. He got the ball all the way to the Bulldog on 35, 6, 7, 8-yard line. Now Pepper's getting his team there. He's going to be under center again. There's a snap. It's back to Anthony running on the near side this time. Anthony is breaking around the curve. Gets some room to run before he's wrapped up and brought down by Hernandez. It's going to be another gain of about 23, 24 yards. So now it'll be a first and goal for the Cougars from the 11-yard line. They get set. Pepper under center. There's a snap. It's handoff to Warren on the far side. Warren's going to be hit and brought down by Hernandez. So it's a second and 13 for the Cougars. And it looks like I said second and first and goal earlier. It's a second and 13 from the 14-yard line. There's a snap. Pepper in the shotgun. Pitches it back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla is locking the window, but there's a massive holding. And he's tied down in the Palomar. Oh, I'm getting a tackle off. Referee can talk about it. Klondike help with coach is helping them. The shot block on the Cougars, so that's going to bring that off a good shot. So it's a 15-yard penalty. So now it's going to be a second and 28 from the 29-yard line. Oh, sorry, 2nd and 24 from the 25. There we go. Pepper's going to be in the shotgun. Klondike has been passing it out of this formation. There's a snap. Pepper puts it back to the center. He'll throw the ball in for two by seven. Bulldog defenders. Hit Aubrey, throws the ball. He has a receiver downfield who catches it. He's going to get down to the 10. Not enough for a first down, but Warren was the receiver on the ball, so it's going to set up a third and eight from the 9, or a third and 9 from the 10, however you want to imagine it in your mind, that's what it is. Ball's in between the two half marks, just right in the middle. Pepper's going to be under center. There's a snap, it's a handoff, now it's a reverse. Warren's got the ball, there was another hold, but they're not going to call it, and Warren's able to get into the end zone for it. So it's going to be a POT attempt for the Cougars. Neither team has been able to make the PATs consistently tonight. There's a snap, a hold, a kick, the ball's up, and it's blocked. Looks like it was number 3, Aiden Claxton. T.J. Collier in on the block. So the score is going to be 32-26 with 7:59 left in the third quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Flowers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. First Bank and Trust. Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel fellowship and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays beginning with a free meal at 5. Hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you welcome home. All right, Bulldogs get set. We're going to send Tanya back. Every time the Cougars should kick the ball, they've done an onside kick. They act like they're going to run up and do an onside kick out of the huddle every time. But right now, they've only done that once, and then they line up and do an end-over-end. So we'll see exactly what they do here. And they're going to fake the onside kick, do the real onside kick in just a second. Looks like it's going to be from the near side to the far side. There's the kickball's end over end. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Who's that over there? Yeah, that's number 7 for the Bulldogs. Caden Forey, who recovered, so it's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 38-yard line. Great field position for the Bulldogs. Again, the Bulldogs received the opening kickoff, and then drove down the field, scored, ran to halftime, got the ball back, drove down and scored. But the Bulldogs are still leading 32-26. Hernandez in the Ira-I formation gets his team set. There's the pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain now cuts it up on the inside. Powers through, is able to get a 5-6 yard run. Gets the ball all the way to the Cougar 32-yard line. 37, sorry. So now it's going to be a 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. Hernandez gets set in the Ira-I. There's a snap. Pitch to Partain running on the near side. Partain hit immediately. He takes 4 guys to bring him down, but he's still able to get 2-3 yards on the carry. So it's going to set up a 7-12 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 32-26 and facing a 3rd and 7 here from the Klondike 34-yard line. There's a snap. Partain under center. Pitches it to Payne. Partain's out front of Payne. He's going to have plenty for the first down and maybe some more. Payne is going to be pushed out of bounds and around the Klondike 15-yard line. Payne was able to get the ball down to the 17, so it's going to be a 1st and 15 from the 17. Bulldogs leading 32-26 with 6:50 left in the third quarter. Partain's going to be under center. Flores behind him. Pena behind him. Partain gets the ball, hands it off to Pena. Pena running on the far side, able to get the ball up to around the 12, 13-yard line. So now it's going to be a second and 10 for the Bulldogs from the Klondike 13-yard line. 6:05 left in the first and counting. 18 seconds left on the game clock at play clock. Partain under center, Warriors behind him, Pena behind him. There's a snap pitch back to Pena running on the near side. Pena picks it up in the middle, is able to get some chunk of yards up to about the 5-yard line, maybe the 6. Now they're going to say the 6-yard line. That's going to set up a third and short for the Bulldogs as they hurry up to the line of scrimmage to get set in the IRI at Partain under center. There's a snap. It's the Pena running on the near side. Pena finds the hole. He's going to have enough for the first down. Maybe he'll touch down. Yes, he does! Pena's fourth touchdown of the night. Carried a lot of weight for the Bulldogs this evening. And so that puts the score 38-26. Bulldogs leading with the two-point PAT attempt. Seven. Bishop the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap to hold the kick. The ball's up. And it's good! This time Cabrera kicked it really high, trying to make sure that it would get over that 10-foot tall Klondike player's hand, and this time he does it. So that puts the Bulldogs up 40-26 with 5:25 left in the third quarter. Sponsors include Cogga Memorial Hospital. Cogga Memorial Hospital inside is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and we're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs, the graduates of Iowa with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and our grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy is the fifth generation of his mother's side, orange and black one through our veins, proud to be Iowa Bulldogs supporters. The Iowa Booster Club, proudly supporting all Iowa Booster Club activities on the field and in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how you can help. All right. Bulldogs respond to the Cougars touchdown by driving down and getting their own touchdown. The Bulldogs have only not capitalized on one offensive series where they fumbled the ball. Every other time they've driven down and scored. Partain's got the ball the last two times he's kicked. He's kicked it out of the back of the end zone for a touchdown. See if he can do that again. There's the kick. It's going to be high. It's going to be far. It's going to be a touchback. So, it'll be Klondike ball, first and 15 from their own 20-yard line. 5:25 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 40-26. Is going to be in the shotgun for the Cougars. There's the snap. Dropping back, looking to pass the ball. Several Bulldog defenders. He's got a player deep on him. He puts off Raven, but he's going to be able to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. No clock down. Just a deep pass from Pepper over the top of the Bulldog defense. Hernandez was there. I saw a little bit of a shove, but nothing was called, so it's going to be a touchdown Cougars. That puts the score Bulldogs 40, Cougars 32 as they get on to attempt the PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, with 5:15 to go in the third quarter, Bulldogs leading 40-34 and about to receive a kickoff. Sponsors for the broadcast include Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937, and we deliver to Scrooge County and the surrounding areas. McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Spider. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Southside Curtain School Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Spider, Iowa, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Spider Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community to partner with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. All right, Bulldogs down on the field. Klondike's still in their huddle, and then they will come out in the huddle again, and then they'll fake or maybe kick an onside, and then they'll really kick an onside. Team Bulldogs leading 34 with 5:15 left in the third quarter. All right, Klondike huddling up. They'll run out and either pretend or really kick the onside kick, and I'll give you the details. Oh, they faked it. They faked the onside, so now they line back up. And this time they're going to kick it. This side, it's not going to go far enough. The ball was picked up by Klondike. It's a Klondike 39. Really? I got to say the 37. So, all of that for the Bulldogs to get a 1st and 15 from the Klondike 37-yard line. 5:15 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 40-36. Hernandez understands. There's pitch back to Partain running on the far side of the IRI. Partain finds a hole that seems to the game. Oh, a good 10 yards or so on the carry. We'll see where they spot it. So it's going to be a 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. Partain was able to get the ball all the way down to the Klondike 30-yard line. And now Partain's going to be under center. Warris behind him. Pena behind him. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the near side. Pena following his blocker, steps it in a little bit. He's going to gain 5-6 yards. We'll see where they spot it. It's going to end up being a 3rd and short, 1 or 2 yards, once the officials get the ball spotted. They're going to say Pena got the ball all the way up to the Klondike 34-yard line. So now it's a 3rd and 2. Four 13 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 40-34 and driving. Hernandez under center this time. There's a snap. Big C. Partain running on the near side. Partain's going to have enough for a first down to be pushed out of bounds. So now, Bulldogs have the ball at the Cougars' 21-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 from the 21. Ball's on the near hash mark. 4:03 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 40-34. Hernandez under center this time. Warren's behind him. Paying the defense. There's a snap. It's the Partain running on the far side. He's got some room to run. Got caught up from behind, but not after he gained 5-6 yards. They're going to say that he got the ball all the way to the, they're saying the nose of it is on the 15-yard line. So that sets up a 2nd and 9 for the Bulldogs from the Klondike 15. Hernandez under center. Castillo behind him. There's a hitchback to Partain. Partain running on the far side. Still on his feet. Takes several Klondike defenders to bring him down, but it's going to set up. Really gained 3-4 yards on it, so that'll give the Bulldogs a 3rd and 6. It'll be 3rd and 6 for the Bulldogs from the 12. 3:10 left in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs leading 40-34 here at IRA on homecoming night. Partain's going to be under center this time. Juarez on him. Pena, the deep man back. Pitchback to Pena, running on the far side. Pena finds his defender. He's going to run on the outside.
Powers through a quarterback defender, and he slips.
We'll see where they're spotted. It might be enough for a first down. It might not. I'm going to say four. He's slipped and he's running out of bounds, and he would have got the first down, so it's going to be a fourth and one now for the Bulldogs. Now they move the ball back, and whatever. Fourth and one for the Bulldogs from the 7-yard line of the Cougars. Big fourth down here. Partain under center. Ward behind him. Pena behind him. There's a snap. Pitch back to Pena. He's going to get the first down. Can he get the touchdown? Yes, he can! Fifth touchdown of the night, second touchdown of the third quarter. Jaron Pena gets his way into the end zone, puts the Bulldogs up 46-34 with 2:46 left in the third quarter. Fish up the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker for the Bulldogs. The snap, the hold, the kick, the ball, and it's good. So now the Bulldogs lose 48-34 with 2:46 left in the third quarter. Sponsors for this include Snyder Iron and Metal with top practice tape for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container service with portable shoes, magnets, balers, and park clutches. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder and some Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located in Surrey, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Iowa. We strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. All right, Bulldogs leading. 48-34. All right, Bulldogs getting ready to kick. Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs, and he kicks it deep and far and out of the back of the end zone. It'll be a touchback. And it's going to be Cougar ball. Klondike's been able to move the ball on the Bulldogs with large chunk plays. They've not been able to methodically drive down the field on the Bulldogs defense, but they've gotten their touchdowns in large chunks. And here lately, it's been in passing situations. And so Pepper's going to go way back in the shotgun. There's a snap. Now Pepper's looking to run the ball. Still on his feet. He's got the ball up to 40. He's going to get all the way to the Bulldogs 35 or so. Not before he's pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It's going to be a first down for the Cougars. The ball's going to be sent at the 37-yard line. Looks like there's an injured player on the field. So, with the injured player, the Bulldogs are leading 48-34 with 2:36 left. It'll be first and 15 for Klondike. The ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 37-yard line. Sponsors include the Iowa Church of God. Iowa Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Church of God. At Iowa Church of God, sorry. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The Sunday services starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. with a worship service. The free meal on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and Bible studies for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or check out Facebook and Instagram at Iowa Baptist. Looks like the young man is able to get up and get moving and going. So, I got to resume play. It's first and 15 for the Cougars. Ball set at the Bulldog 37-yard line. 2:36 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-34. Kentonia is going to be the man back, pitches it back to Warren. Warren's got the ball running on the near side of one Bulldog to beat. And he's going to be brought down. They have enough for a first down. It was Partain with the tackle. The first and goal for the Cougars from the 8-yard line of the Bulldogs on the near house mark. 2:20 left hand counting in the third for the Bulldogs. For the third quarter, Quintanilla can take the snap in the shotgun. There's the snap. It's to Warren running on the far side. He's hit by Allen. Allen's got him. He's not going to get anywhere. He's going to be brought down. Allen was in on the tackle. Juarez was in on the tackle. So that's going to set up a second and goal for the Cougars from the 9-yard line. A loss of one on the carry. Minute 50 and counting left in the third quarter. Need the dominant dog defense to step up here and make this difficult for the Cougars. Kentonia gets the snap, looking to throw the ball, being pursued by some Bulldog defender. Throws it to a guy, it's going to be incomplete out of the back of the end zone. That's going to set up a third and 9 left. It was Pena with the defense on the back end. They scored a touchdown on that play earlier, and this time, Jaren said, not again. So now it's a third and goal from the 9 for the Cougars. Quintanilla is going to get way back with two other guys in the back of the projector, and there's a snapback. Warren pitches it to Quintanilla. Quintanilla running on the near side. Has nowhere to run. He's hit by a Cabrera. Cabrera, the senior, steps up and tackles him for a yard or two loss. Yeah, 2-yard loss, so now it's going to be fourth and goal from the 11 for the Cougars. Great play by Cabrera, the senior. And the Cougars are going to call a timeout, recognizing that the momentum is not on their side. Call a timeout, try to regroup. Let me pull up my phone and see if we can check some scores from around the area, check on some district games that are coming up for the Bulldogs. Again, next week, the Bulldogs will have a bye week, and then after that, we will start district play. Let's see. Snyder's trailing Big Spring 7-27. So from a minute and 7 left in the half. Westbrook is trailing Garden City. I don't think mine's updated. Hold on. Yeah. We got the same score for Garden City, 24-22 with 7:20 left in the second. Borden County is leading Highland 31-28 with 6:24 left in the third. Hermley has defeated Grady 62-14. Benjamin has defeated, or is leading Roby 56-0 with 6:54 left in the second half. And Roten was defeated by Iron County 50-0. All right, Pepper back in the game, pitches it back to Pepper. Now he pitches it back to Kentonia. Kentonia, a little throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep into the end zone. Several Bulldog defenders there. Flag on the play. Should be offensive pass interference. We'll see if there's something. There we go. So that's going to be incomplete. Turnover on down. It's a pass interference. The combat coach is not happy, but he's not been happy all night, so it's fine. Did they lose the down? Trying to figure out if the Bulldogs get the ball here or if it's going to be, I think it's going to be a replay or down. They'll lose. I don't know, but they're saying it's the first down at the 6th. real confused. The Klondike offense is on the field. The Bulldog defense is on the field. But the referee says it's going to be first down Bulldog. And the sticks are set to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Trying to figure out what's going on. They say it's a first in I really don't know. The referees are talking. There's 41 seconds left in the third. Bulldogs are leading 48-34. They're going to be fourth down again to the top of the ball. The Bulldogs are obviously saying, no, we'll take the penalty on that. So it's going to back them up to the 26-yard line of the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be fourth and goal from the 26 for the Cougars. 41 seconds left in the third. And what is now a fourth and long, but we've seen this Cougar offense for them to get chunk yards. So look for the Bulldogs to step up here big time. See that dominant dog defense rear its teeth against the feline. Neff is going to get under center. Three receivers to flash out. One behind him. Moving snap. Hits back to Kintanier. Kintanier looking to throw the ball. Hit hard as he throws the ball. That's floating up in the air. There's several players there. They're going to say he got it, and it's a touchdown. Kintanier just chunks that ball as high as he could and as far as he could. He was hit right as he threw it. And then the ball, like, was a duck throw, is what we used to call it. Just kind of fluttered in the air, and it fell down, and one of the Klondike kids was able to catch the ball right on the goal line and fall into, on the 0-yard line, as I like to say, and fall into the end zone for a touchdown. So that's going to be a PAT kick for the Cougars. There's the snap, the hold. Nope, hold is no good. Peppers gets the ball, tries to throw it, falls incomplete. So the score is going to be Bulldogs 48, Cougars 40. With 32 seconds left in the third quarter. So just a rough break for the Bulldogs. You had them pinned back deep, but Klondike seems to have a better offense when there's more yards ahead of them. Once they get down to the goal, they haven't been able to move the ball much, and so either way, the Bulldogs are going to refuse the kickoff. Klondike's going to do their real-life onside kick or the fake onside kick. Bulldogs are going to send Tanya back deep, but again, the Cougars haven't kicked it back deep to him all night. Hernandez, Forey, Collier are all going to be the second man back. Juarez and Castillo are going to be at the front line, too. So, Corey, Juarez, and Castillo are the three front guys. And right behind them, I mean, less than five yards behind them, are Hernandez on one side and Collier on the other side. And they're going to be the ones to try to stop the onside kick, which Klondike's going to do. So, they're in the huddle right now. They're going to run out and either fake it or really kick it. And they're going to really kick it. And they're going to really kick it back deep to Tanya. The ball's going to bounce out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So, it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from our own 20-yard line. 32 seconds left in the third. Bulldogs leading 48-40. Again, the Bulldog offense all night has just been pounding the ball, able to move it down the field methodically with the exception of one fumble. Hernandez is going to be under center in the IRI. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the far side. He's got some room. Powers through a couple tacklers. The ball's out. Partain pulls it back here. It's going to be Bulldog ball. Looks like he maybe stretched it out and then able to pull it right back in. So a gain of 6 yards for Partain, maybe seven. It's going to set up a second and eight for the Bulldogs with 8 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Bulldogs are just going to let it go and get to the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So, at the end of the third quarter, Bulldogs leading 48-40. The Bulldogs outscored that quarter at 3 touchdowns to 2. But the Bulldogs only had 2 offensive possessions with the exception of that 1 run there. So, again, the Bulldogs playing Bulldogs football and that 1 fumble. But outside of that, both teams have been able to drive down the field and score pretty willy-nilly. So, I want to thank all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts, and that includes our Baptist Church, our membership seek to make disciples, through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. Services Sunday morning starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, and a free meal Wednesday starting at 6 p.m. with Bible study for all ages starting at 6:30. Visit fbciowa.com or Facebook and Instagram at Iowa Baptist for more information. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit their Facebook page, at Ira Church of God. Get a picture of their beautiful pastor, Rocky. Best looking pastor in Ira, I'll say it. All right, Bulldogs, going to get set in there. Title, get their play relayed again, make sure everybody's on the same page. Ball is going to be set at the Bulldogs 21-yard line, and on the near hash mark, Bulldogs going from right to left now, and Partain's going to be under center. There's a snap. It's to Pena running on the far side. Pena dragged several Cougar defenders with him, but he's going to fall forward for gain of 1 or 2. There's going to be a 3rd and 6 through 7. Third and 7 for the Bulldogs. Ball on the Bulldogs 38-yard line. Partain under center pitches it to Pena, running on the far side. Partain cuts it in short. It's going to not be enough for a first down, so it'll be a 4th and short, maybe 4th and 2 or so. Let's see, 4th and... Yeah, it'll be 4th and 2. Now 4th and 3 for the Bulldogs. That's going to be on the Bulldogs 33-yard line. Bulldogs just set in the Iowa eye. Partain under center. There's a set. Pitch to Pena running on the near side. Partain is going to run forward. He's going to have enough to get a first down, but that's it. No more. The forward momentum. Got him across the, just barely made him pass him by about a yard. So now it's a first down Bulldog, 1st and 15 from the Bulldog 36-yard line. All right, Hernandez back in under center, pitches it back to Partain running on the near side. Partain cuts it up the middle. He's going to able to get, 5 yards or so. So it's going to be a 6-yard gain, a 5-yard gain, 4-part gain. It's going to be a 2nd and 10. He's able to get the ball past midfield to the Cougar 39-yard line. On the near hash mark, 7:50 left in the 4th. Hernandez under center. There's a snap pitch to Partain running on the near side. Partain hit immediately, dives forward, they're able to gain 3-4 yards, maybe just 3. Good run from the senior to make something out of nothing. He got hit pretty quickly. He was able to wiggle his way through, get some positive yards. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 8 from the Klondike 37-yard line. 7:19 left in the 4th and counting. Bulldogs leading 48-40. Partain's going to be under center. Castillo behind him. There's a snap. It's back to Pena. Pena, they run forward. He's going to have plenty for the first time. He's going to be tackled out of bounds, but he'll have enough for a first down. A big gain for Pena. Gets the ball all the way up to the 25-yard line.
So first and 15 from the Cougar 25-yard line, 6:52 and counting. Oh, 6:51 and not counting. Bulldogs leading 48-40. Me and the Bulldogs just methodically marching down the field in the dominant and the iconic Ira High formation, partaking under center. There's a snap pitch to Payne running on the near side. The play's going to be blown dead. Offside on the Bulldogs. I mean, Klondike has his horn that's pointed right at us. So, 5-yard penalty on the Bulldogs is going to set up a 1st and 20 from the Cougar 30-yard line. 6:49 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 48-40. Getting set in the Ira Eye on the near hash mark. Partain under center, Roar is behind him, Pena behind him, pitch to Pena running on the far side, Pena picks it up the middle, he's going to be able to get into the end zone, Pena with a 30-yard touchdown run! Beautiful vision by Jaron Pena, running on the far side, nothing was open, he cut it over to the near side, had a wide open hole, and just outran everybody into the end zone for a touchdown. So, that puts the score 54-40, and the Bulldogs are going to try to TAT Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. Snap, hold, kill, balls up. And it's good. So now the score is 58-40, Bulldogs leading with 6:42 left in the game. Sponsors include Crossroads Oil and Gas, was established in 2019 and 2020. We purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Curry, Gordon, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located here in Ira, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employing local residents from the oil and gas industry. Snyder Iron and Metal, top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with a roll-off container, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Business Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber tourism, sport, and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Bill Piper and Steel, independently owned and operated, serving Strider, Iowa, Hermley, and Curry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. All right, Partain going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Back deep for the Cougars is Smith. Partain runs up, going to kick the ball far, going to kick the ball deep, going to kick the ball out to the back of the end zone. For a touchback by Partain. So it'll be 1st and 15 for the Cougars from their own 20-yard line. 6:42 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 56-40. That's just going to send in at quarterback under center. He's going to have Warren behind him and Tentamir spread out wide. There's the snap. Pepper has the ball looking for Tentamir on the route. Tentamir. Ball's going to fall incomplete. There's going to be a way late flag. Oh, my goodness. The back judge didn't call anything. The sideline judge has had to hear the Klondike coach all night. Call the flag. We'll see exactly what he's going to say. They sent one receiver back, threw it deep. Hernandez was on the defense, looking back. And that's going to be holding on the Bulldogs. So, I don't know if you can hear the crowd. We were not happy with it. But, here's the nature of the game. So, now it's going to be a first and 15 from the 30-yard line. First and 15 from the 30. .634 left. Farmer getting set under center is where Pepper's at. There's the snap. He's going to hand it off to Warren running on the near side. Warren being chased by several Bulldogs, and it's going to be Cabrera who's able to tackle him and bring him down for maybe he got a 3-yard gain on there, maybe. Or they're going to give him 3 yards on the carry. So that'll set up a second and 12 for the that's a generous spot. Second and they're going to say you got 4 yards with that spot, so there's going to be a second and 11 for the Cougars. 6:06 left in the game. Pepper's going to break the huddle for the Klondike Cougars, and it's going to be in shotgun. There's a snap. Pitches back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla running on the far side. Now he's going to come back to the near side. He's going to be hit by Hernandez and brought down. Gains about 1 yard. Now they're going to take 2 yards. Another generous spot. Look how different these line judges pop up. So, they're going to say, good night. They're going to give him an extra yard again. So, it's going to be a third and 7 for the Cougars. Third and 8 for the Cougars. Pepper's going to get set under center. There's the snap. He pitches back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla looking to throw the ball. He's got Warren running down the middle of the field. Two Bulldog defenders there.
Intercepted by Cortez. Cortez picks it back up. He fumbled the ball under the interception. Now he's still got it. Still on his feet. Still running. Still on his feet. Warren can't bring him down. The entire Cougar organization can't bring him down. He's finally going to fall down at the mercy of Braden Cortez. It'll be Bulldog ball.
The side judge for the Klondike is saying he did not catch the ball. Brighton didn't. The judge in the back said he did catch the ball, and then he fumbled it. And then Brighton picked it back up. So it's Bulldog ball off of the interception. It's the right ball. That poor side judge just had the Klondike taking his ear all live. I think he finally had enough. There's been several little things like that that seem to be breaking. Broughton caught it, took 2 steps, dropped it, picked it back up, kept running, wouldn't fall down, and he just took a knee at the mercy. All right, it's going to be Raiden Hernandez in the Ira I for the Bulldogs. There's the snap, pitch back to Partain. Partain running on the near side. He's going to be still on his feet, takes 3 Cougars to bring him down. He's going to gain about 4-5 yards. It's going to set up a 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. The ball is at the Bulldog 34-yard line on the near hash mark. 4:37 left in the game and counting. Hernandez is going to be under center again. Moore is behind him. Partain deep back. There's a snap. It's Partain running on the far side. Partain hits the hole up the middle. He's got room to run. Nothing but that one. A couple of Cougars chasing him. And Partain's going to be able to get all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldog! He said, you want to tell me I didn't make that interception? I'll just run down the field and score. So that puts the score 62-40. Bulldogs leading with a PAT experience happening. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Cabrera, the kicker. The holder. It is. The call is coming in. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball's up. And it's good. The Bulldogs now have 2 touchdowns, take advantage of the interception, and what was a one-possession game, the Bulldogs will now pull ahead 24 points, leading 64-40 with 4:07 left in the game. Sponsors include McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts at home decor, providing innovation and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do.
Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants that have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Stewart County and the surrounding areas. Agri Booster Club, proudly supporting all the Agri Bulldog activities on the field and in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie Y, proud Agri Bulldog, graduates of Agri with a family of four generations of graduates from with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Robbie and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy is the fifth generation of his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins. Proud to be Agri Bulldog supporters. All right, Sartain's going to get set to kick the ball from the right side of the field to the left side of the field. Bulldogs leading 64-40 with 4:07 left in the fourth. Last, I don't know, three or four kicks. Sartain's kicked have gone out of the back of the end zone as a touchback. I would think that's what you would want to do here, too. I don't think it's going to be a touchback. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 1 or 2 yard line. Almost out of the end zone. Instead, we'll see what Klondike's coach elects to do, if he wants to re-kick or if he's just going to take the ball. Looks like he's just going to take the ball. So it'll be first and 15 for the Cougars from their own 30-yard line. .407 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 46-40. Heppers in at quarterback. He's going to be in the shotgun formation. There's a snap. Pitches it back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla looking to throw the ball. He gets it up short to Warren. Warren running on the near side. Out of the line of scrimmage. He's going to be brought down by Cabrera with a little bit of a help from Hernandez. And so they ran the shotgun. When Quintanilla got the ball, he ran backwards. And they jumped it up short to Warren. Warren ran across the field trying to find something. He was tackled for right at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second and 15 for the Cougars from their own 30-yard line. This time, Pepper's coming out of under center. There's a snap hit to Warren. Warren running on the far side. It's going to be pushed out of bounds by Partain after about a 5-yard gain. I was going to say that was four. So that'll set up a third and 11 for the Cougars. 3:25 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 64-40. Ball's at the Cougar 34-yard line on the far hash mark. Pepper's going to get under center. He's got Warren back deep, and he's got Quintanilla spread far out. There's a snap. Hands it off underneath to Warren. Warren's got some room to run. He's going to have enough for a first down. First and 15 for the Cougars. Ball's on the Bulldog 33-yard line. Pepper's going to be in the shotgun. There's a snap. Pepper looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. He tosses it up. Gonna be, almost intercepted by Partain again. This time instead, it's just dropped incomplete. So now it's going to be second and 15 from the Bulldog 33-yard line. 3:03 left in the game. The clock has stopped because of the incomplete pass. Bulldogs leading 64-40. We've got the dominant dog defense out on the field facing this high-powered Cougar offense. Pepper's going to be back in the shotgun. There's the set. Pepper's got a pitch to Quintanilla on the near side. Quintanilla running. He's going to be hit by Bulldogs and brought down. It's about a 5-yard gain, maybe. So it's going to be a third and 10 for the Cougars now from the Bulldog 24-yard line. Now the Cougars are going to spread it out. One receiver to the far side, two to the near side, and two in the backfield. In the backfield, it's going to be Pepper and Quintanilla. Warren is going to be on the near side with another stacked receiver. The Cougars are spreading it out wide, and Coach Goodwin says, let's call a timeout and talk it over. So 2:27 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 64-20 on a third and 64-40. 64-40. Thank you, Grayson. His math teacher has really helped him this year. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Agri Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Cogdell Memorial Hospital Insider is a proud supporter of the Agri Bulldogs, and we're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Iowa Pumping Supply. Call Iowa Pumping Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. First Bank and Trust. And Texas Farm Bureau, they just Stormy Coast, right? Insurance cover for Idaho Home and Life, called Stormy for a free. But all right, Pepper's going to get under center this time. They were spread out. Now they're going to be stacked in tight. Pitches it back to Quintanilla. Quintanilla looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it short to Pepper, who if he catches it and runs, may have a first down. It's going to be hit and brought down by Hernandez. And Corey, it's not going to be enough for a first down. So this is going to set up a fourth and short from the Bulldog 20. We've seen this before a few times. Pepper's going to get under center. There's the snap. Hits back to Warren on the near side. Warren's going to be pushed out of bounds by Cabrera. There's a flag down on the field. It will be enough for a first down, but we'll see what the flag is. Holding on the Cougars. I mean, I feel like we've done this a few times.
Yeah.
Fourth and short, they get a first down, then there's a holding call, it backs him up. So now it's going to be a fourth and 11, 12. Off at the Bulldogs 30-yard line, it's a fourth and 12, 1:57 left in the game, Bulldogs leading 64-40. Fondog's going to get Pepper in the shotgun formation. Quintanilla's going to be behind him. Warren's going to be spread out far. There's a snap. Pepper looking to throw the ball. He's got Warren running a post route in the middle of the field. Warren's going to drop the ball. It hits him in the chest, and he just dropped it. Nobody on him. If he had caught it, Partain would have been there to make a tackle. Instead, that's a turnover on downs. The Bulldogs will take over. It's going to be first and 15 from the Bulldogs 30-yard line with 1:38 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 64-40, and if they can just methodically run their offense like they have been, actually, they just kneel it out. Get set in the victory formation with Hernandez. There's the snap and the kneel. So now it's going to be second and 15 for the Bulldogs as they get set. While they're wrapping that up, just remind you, next week is an open week. We don't have any games, so enjoy the Thursday there's a game. That's right. Where's the JV playing? The JV? And you made fun of my 20 points. The JV will play Thursday in Bronx against Robert Lee. So, could you go out and support? Is the junior high playing with him? Just the JV. So going after Bronx, fourth game, Bulldogs taking the O again. And here in just a few seconds, we'll take their final meal, and the Bulldogs will open district up against Rotan. Going to start the district play. So again, Bulldogs kneeling out. They're going to walk away victorious in this against a good Klondike team. So, high-powered offense, the Bulldog defense, the dominant dog defense when it was needed most, was able to step up, show its teeth, and stand firm against, again, a high-powered Cougar offense that could score from anywhere along the field. Time still kicking off the clock, but here in about 5 seconds, the game will officially be over. The Bulldogs will win their homecoming game 64-40. So, again, I won't be with you live next week, but in 2 weeks, for the opening of district against Rotan, I will be there live at the same place, same channel, as the Bulldogs begin to fight for what we hope to be a district championship and a long playoff run. So, this has been Moore. Grayson Barry's been correcting me all that long. We will see you in a couple